Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Jaya Sanmohita Jiva Atmanam Trigunatmakam Paropi Munute Anatyam Tatkritam Chavipaddate. Vyasadeva saw three things: the Jivatma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Maya. Maya means what is not. Maya. So that Maya begins from what is not. I am not this body, but I am thinking I am this body. This is Maya. I am not this body, that's a fact. But I am thinking I am this body. This is mine. This is the beginning of mine. This is the conception of the animals, less than human beings. Nowadays, even a human being, he is also thinking like that. This is anatma. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson to impress Arjuna, you are not this body. Tatha dehantra prapti, so many ways. So this is anatma. To accept this body and in bodily relationship, everything, aham mameti, this is Maya. So this is anartha. Anartha means meaningless. No artha. Artha means meaning. So if you want to stop this anartha, misconception of life, then you have to take to bhakti yoga. It is explained in the next part. But for the time being, we are misled. The maya or the material nature is misleading us. We are trying to adjust things according to the dictation of maya, that we shall be able to stop our struggle for existence in this way or that way. That is not possible. Vaividhesha gunamai mama maya durataya. If you make some plan, you can make plan, but that plan will never be successful. This is it. By false understanding, we may make hundreds and thousands of plans to be happy in this material world. That is not possible. This is therefore called sanmohita. Bivilya. Jaya sanmahita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam, himself, he is thinking that he is a material product. Trigunam, sataraja tamagun. Somebody is thinking, I am very good man, I am very honest man, I am very qualified man. That is also false identification. And somebody is thinking that I can do this, I can do that, I am so powerful, he is equal to me. Passion. That is also Maya's dictation. And somebody is lazy, sleeping, does not understand anything, tamagun. That is also trigunatmaka, within this triga. So within this material world, either the good man or the passionate man or the ignorant man, there may be some differences, gunavata, but actually every one of them is entangled by Maya. So, to come to the spiritual platform, as it is said in the next part, anartha upasamam saksha bhakti yogam adhukhade. Then you have to take bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means directly contact the Supreme Lord, adhukhade. And that has been described in many places. The process, how to be in contact with the adhukhaja, that is called dharma. In every country, in every human society, there is a conception of dharma religion. So what is the purpose? The purpose is to contact the supreme authority, adhukhaja. We cannot see adhukhaja. Adhukhaja means beyond our sense perception. Akhaja, akha means eyes, and akha means all too clear. So our knowledge, our experience, experimental knowledge, everything will fail to understand the supreme controller. Therefore his name is adhukhaja. And still you have to understand that. That is recommended here. Anartha avasamam saksat bhakti yoga madhukhaji lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre sattata samvita. People do not know it. How to become transcendental to this material conception of life, and how to contact the supreme controller, adhukhaja. That is the only way is recommended, not recommended, this is the fact, bhakti yogam, only by bhakti yoga, that is no other. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, bhaktya mama vijanati javana jasthami tattata. If you want to know adhukhaja, that is the real purpose of religion. Religion is not a type of ritualistic ceremony. That is external. Real fact is how to contact the adhukhaja, who is beyond our material concept. But bhakti yoga, if you take to bhakti yoga, then it is possible. Anartha upasamam. Then anartha will be cleansed. Things which are not wanted. Our life is meant for understanding God. This is human life. Athata brahma jigyasa. Human life is meant for this purpose. The animals, they are jigyasa. They are jigyasa inquiry. There are many, many inquiries and answers also, just like we see in the newspaper. So many news, unlimited number of news. But there is no news of how to understand God. There is no news. This is anartha. So, lokasya jana. They have no information. Because they are animals, the animal has no information, neither he has got capacity to understand what he is, what is his relationship with God, what he has to do, sambandha, avidya, prayajan. The whole Vedic principles are based on these three principles. Sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. Everyone says there is God, but what is God and what is our relationship with God? That is to be understood. Sambandha. Then as soon as relationship is understood, then our real activity begins. That is, that real activities is called bhakti. And the material activities, which is not bhakti, that is maya. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, dharma sanusthita pungsa visakshina kathasuja nutpada. Everything is the samayiva hi kevalam. You may be a very religious person executing the ritualistic ceremonies very nicely, very expertly. But if you do not know adhokhaja, Vishakshena, Vishakshena is another name of Krishna. If you do not become anxious to understand Adhata Brahma Jigyasa, then all these ritualistic ceremony of religion, of different types of religion, samaye bahi kevala, simply waste of time. The jnanis, they are simply trying to understand. No, he can go on understanding, but if you do not come to the understanding, avideya. Now avideya is acting, actually. Sambandha is understanding. So if you do not come to the platform of acting, avideya, then simply understanding will not help you. And acting also with an aim to achieve. So that has been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the name? Prema Pumartha Maha. That is what. That is what. You have to develop your natural love for God, Krishna. Then it is perfect. Therefore, anartha upasamam, as soon as we come to this stage, how to love Krishna, then our all anarthas, misgivings, are finished. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhukkari. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Lokasya, they are rascal schools, ajanatam. They do not know. Nathi vidu, sarthakatin hi Vishnu. Everyone is trying to adjust things materially. That is not possible. Materially, whatever you do, maya is so strong that it will break everything. Prakite kirmanani gunai karmani sarvas ahankara vimuratma katta hamiti. He does not know ahankara vimuratma, those who are carried by the material egotism. They cannot understand. They are thinking that by material adjustment everything will be done like this. No, that is not possible. Therefore, lokasya ajanata, these foolish persons, they do not know it. Therefore, vidya, vidvan, vyasa is the most vidvan, is giving vid. Vetti vidha vidhagyane. Vid means knowledge. Bond means one possesses. Vidvan. So that is Vyasa. He knows actual knowledge. So, lokasya janata vidyan chakre sattata sanghita. Sanghita means Vedic knowledge. And sattata means eternal or for the devotees. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for persons who want to finish this life of anartha, meaningless life. For them is Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva has given us. We should study very carefully, and we have tried to give each and every word's meaning and the translation and the purport, consulting all the big, big acharyas, acharyaman purusha veda, one who is following the footsteps of the acharya, he knows everything. That is explained everywhere, evam parampara praptam, by the acharyas, who don't create any meaning, acharyaman, one has to accept bona fide spiritual master and take knowledge from him. Vidwan means who is following Vidwan. I have given this example many times, that I may be a fool, but if I have learned from a person that this is called microphone, so a child, if he says this is microphone, that is correct. Because the child is fool when he says this is microphone, that is not foolish, because he has heard it from the authorities, from his father or from his teacher, that this is called microphone. And if he says correctly that this is microphone, that statement is correct, although he may be a child, a fool. Similarly, Acharyaman Purusha Veda, anyone who is following Acharya, whatever he says, it is correct. Because he does not manufacture. He says what he has heard from the Acharya, exactly like the child, what he has heard from his father, from the superior, he speaks. So that is the position of Guru. Guru is respected as good as God. Why? Only for this quality, that he does not speak anything nonsense. He speaks only what he has heard from the Acharya. Acharyaman Purusha Veda. Acharya Upasanam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Acharya Upasanam. So, Vyasdev is our Acharya, therefore we offer Vyas Puja on the birthday of Guru. We offer Vyas Puja. Actually, it is not directly Vyas, but because the bona fide Guru represents Vyasdev, his puja is also Vyas Puja. Madhvaktya puja abhadika, abhadika. To worship Vyasdev, worship the bona fide spiritual master, and worship the Lord, they are the same. Rather, Krishna says that if you worship his bona fide representative, that worship is better than directly worshipping. Directly it is not possible to worship the Supreme Lord. One has to go through the Acharya. Therefore, Vyasdev is the original Acharya. Lokasya janasya vidyan chakri sattva vidyan. So we have explained many times how to become vidwan. Vidwan does not mean one has to become a big grammarian, logician, no. Vidwan means one who follows the previous Acharya, who is representative of Krishna, he is vidwan. Thank you very much.